I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. After Thanksgiving, I tend to be a pretty big turkey sandwich person because there's just so much good stuff left over to put in them. And Thanksgiving is one of those rare occasions where we actually plan for leftovers. But you can be more creative than my little sandwiches. Plus, take that same planning for leftovers approach and apply it to your regular meals. We are going to do that with a chef who focuses on sustainability. Melissa King was a finalist on Top Chef and now works as a chef ambassador with Whole Foods. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where, depending on how you plan it, you can really generate a lot of leftovers. What are your favorite Thanksgiving leftovers?
My favorite Thanksgiving leftovers are, it's the actual turkey carcass. And what I do with this is I take it and I make bone broth with it. So I make like a turkey stock. And I use that stock to make porridge. Hmm. So we have like turkey porridge the next day.
What goes into turkey porridge?
So you like sweat down some garlic and onions. Then you put some rice in there. And then you put enough liquid to kind of cover all the rice. And you just slowly cook that down. And it turns into a really kind of loose porridge, kind of like a soup. But it's really delicious. It's like a classic Cantonese-style dish that I grew up on. It just has a lot of great flavor, and then you can shred up some of the meat that's left over from your turkey and throw that in.
You throw out porridge. Tell me a few other things you like to do with Thanksgiving leftovers.
I love sandwiches, so I'm always like carving up turkey, trying to make really fun sandwiches. Like I'll utilize the cranberry sauce and throw that in there. Another great tip is to take all your roasted vegetables, and you can make quiche out of it and just kind of like throw them all in, or you can use it for omelets in the morning. Basically, I treat the turkey as if it's chicken, and like, where would I put chicken, you know? So like if I'm making salad, maybe I'll do like a turkey cob salad. So there's a lot of ways to really just like think outside the box of how to use your leftovers.
You know, this is one of those holidays where I think people really lean into the existence of leftovers. But you also focus so much on sustainability. I guess I wonder, is Thanksgiving different in that we think about planning ahead for kind of the aftermath? Or should we be planning all of our meals like that if we're thinking about an eye toward sustainability and also affordability?
I think we should always plan that way. Even restaurants, you know, we tend to order, you know, we order our food for the restaurant, and then there's always residual like scrap and trim, and we try not to waste anything. You know, it's really all about using, you know, your bones to make sauce and broth. If you have scrap pieces of fish from butchery, you know, you can make a fish stew with it. So I think it's important that we continue to think about, you know, how can we use what's left over and turn it into another meal and have it keep going.
So if you had to sort of put yourself on, I guess, a sustainability scale, I feel like one way to do it is to really kind of plan down to the item and buy very minimally. And the other way is to think about how to use everything. It sounds like you're on the use everything scale.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you definitely only want to buy what you need. I try to purchase things every like 2 or 3 days. I'm all about freshness here. So, you know, I try to go to the farmer's market and source things that, you know, look fresh and then use them within 1 or 2 days. And then I'll go back to the market and replenish. But yeah, try not to buy everything like all at once, because then a lot of stuff spoils and then that just goes in the garbage. So I think it's important to, you know, if you do have leftovers that can carry over, it's really important to be able to think about ways you can be creative and, you know, turn it into another dish.
Well, if you're listening to this and you don't have the chance to go to a farmer's market and pick up 1 or 2 fresh things, what are ways to think about kind of bringing in the best ingredients that are also affordable into your diet?
It's about making the right choices and really looking at what can you buy that can store a little longer on your shelf. But also, you know, like for myself, this is talking about a whole different thing about sustainability, but there's a sustainable fish watch list. It's the seafood watch list that you can look up online. I think it's the Monterey Aquarium website. And that kind of breaks down all the types of fish around the world, of what's being overharvested and what's, you know, considered safe. So, yeah, I think a lot of it is just making those right choices for the environment and for your family.
When you are in that moment where you cannot bear to look at another piece of turkey, what's your go-to kind of reset the clock meal?
Yeah, for myself, I mean, after indulging, even when I go on work trips, I have to like constantly eat and, you know, experience the food of that region, and it just burns me out a lot. So when I get home, I usually just stick to vegetables and I just like binge on vegetables, some whole grain, and maybe like a little bit of protein. So it's kind of more like a paleo diet where there's not too much dairy and gluten going on.
You also plan meals for and advise Whole Foods. And I guess I wonder, when we think about the way Americans eat in 2016, do you think it's shifting, or are we thinking with an eye towards sustainability, or is that only in kind of rarefied pockets?
I do think that we are starting to become more aware. I do see a lot of people becoming more aware of what they're eating and what they're putting in their bodies, where they're sourcing it from, whether or not it's organic or GMO-free. So, yeah, I do see people really starting to shift and eat more towards the healthy side.
Melissa King, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.